In studio's Mary Stein. She is the assistant director for the East Baton Rouge Parish Library. She's worked there for 36 years. She and I went to college together, so we've been around. I used to see you at Pentagon Cafeteria in the day, and now she's at the Goodwood location on most days, but she's also downtown, this brand spanking new facility. It is really a showplace, and it's open.
It is. It is. We open in June, and every day between 100 and 200 people come in, and they leave smiling.
100 to 200, but you'd like to get more than that.
That's right. And since we just last week opened up the book stacks, already usage at every single location is tricking back up. We've already increased physical circulation by 9.5% just in that 1 week time. So we've been open to the public since the beginning of June. River Center actually opened at the end of June for the first time. Mm-hmm. And slowly, the public has been coming in, probably about 200,000 people using the system since June. But of course, thousands and thousands of activities online.
Well, we have, as a city for our size, I think probably one of the most impressive library systems in the country, and two of them are just absolutely beautiful showcases, the Goodwood and the downtown location. And there were some structural issues, and I've already gotten a question from a listener. Is it safe?
Yes, absolutely.
Is it safe? The building's not going to collapse?
It's probably the safest building in town.
Probably is. Probably is. But what a beautiful structure.
It is.
And it's right at the corner where all the action is. It's really amazing there. That's what, North Boulevard, I
guess. That's right. It's the heart of downtown. And in a non-COVID world, we would already have hosted event after event. We would have had program after program.
Right.
And the maker space would have been alive.
All right. In fact, a listener just asked, can you get married there?
Our library policies preclude social events at the main library or River Center. We get that question a lot at the main library.
You can down the street at the Shaw Center, though.
Yes, you can.
Okay, but it is magnificent. Here's another. We got some people who are really into the library here. What does the library card do for you? When you get one, what is it? What, you have all kinds of
options
online, don't you?
Your library card is an all-access pass. Of course, you can come in person. You can check out books and movies and Arduino kits and sculpture and paintings, all kinds of things. But you can also go online, and pretty much anything we have physically, we have a version of it digitally. So during the stay at home, there was hundreds of thousands of checkouts from the digital library of e-books, e-audiobooks,
right,
streaming movies, music, and then these online learning opportunities with lynda.com and Udemy and CellED. It's so fine.
I remember my friend Sam Muffoletto telling me that he got a library card and was able to access all the advocate stories
for
his library at home.
Back
right?
to the beginning of time.
Really?
Into the 1800s. We have the Advocate and the Times Pick.
Really?
And we even
have... You can
have
do that from your home, your office?
From your phone.
From
yes.
your phone.
And you remember the Gree-Gree? We digitized that, too. You can go back to the 70s. It's a blast from the past.
And we're trying to get Tiger Rag digitized,
I'm so excited.
So that'd be wonderful. Okay. Well, that's fantastic. How many people have library cards in our city?
272,000 people have active current library cards.
Isn't that something?
That's a good number.
Oh, that's a very good number. 200. We only have a parish of...
441,000.
And we got 272,000 people with a library card. Yeah. We have, believe it or not, we have one of the most literate populations of the country, and it probably has a lot to do with the fact that we're a college
yes,
town.
Yes, we are a college town, and we have the center of industry and, of course, politics and government, too.
Yeah. Now, at the Goodwood location, this is a big time of the year because you're really moving the wheel to get ready for this Saturday, which... is the Mini Maker Fair event, the 7th annual, and you've had to make some adjustments because of COVID. What happens come 10 o'clock Saturday morning?
Well, instead of having you come to the main library and stay all day and visit food trucks and get sore feet, you're going to join us online, either through Facebook or YouTube. You don't have to have an account with Facebook Live. You can just get on there. Get onto YouTube, or you could even do it later whenever it's convenient for you. We will be broadcasting all day from the main library and bringing in either a video from a maker who's in town or out of town. We'll be doing some interactive things. You'll be able to make along with us some challenges. I'm real excited about Louisiana Arts and Science Museum and BASF have come up with a live soap sculpture challenge that you can be soaping along with them. Live builds all day with Knock Knock Museum. They're going to be doing something with sea turtles, 3D printing, soldering, and you can kind of check in on them all day. We've been circulating grab-and-go kits all week so that you could come and get your own little kit and make along with us during the day or after. Because, Jim, let's make some COVID lemonade. It's terrible that I can't have an in-person program, but we found with the MicroCon, which is our Comic Con postponed from April, more people were able to attend from the comfort of their home or their car, or maybe they were at the beach. And in person, we might have had 600 right. people, but online, we've had thousands and thousands that are still coming in and watching it even a month and a half after the event. I expect the same thing will happen with the Maker Faire. There'll be some performances, and my favorite is a Clay Ashe with right, Ziggy Zach, and the Junkyard Band.
Zach on O'Neill. Zach, good morning. You're on with Mary.
Good morning. Good morning. I want to just tell the listening audience that the Baton Rouge Library System is one of the greatest assets that we have in this city to all of our people. I mean, it's a great asset, and I hope that more people will take advantage of our library system.
All right. Well, those are nice words from Zach, and I'm sure echoed in many places. Sherman downtown says, do you have a policy to allow senior citizens to renew cards by phone?
We just are going to get board approval on that tomorrow night. We've been talking about that since COVID, and we did it during the stay-at-home period, but we're going to formalize that process and allow you to renew from home.
All right. And for the Mini Maker Faire, which is this Saturday, you can go to batonrouge.makerfaire.com. Mm-hmm. That's makerfaire.com. Mm-hmm. And you can go to the 14 locations of Baton Rouge Libraries and get your grab-and-go craft kit. Mm-hmm. So what's in the grab-and-go craft kit?
Well, one of the first things that you'll see is a mini version of Sprocket, and you have a challenge to take him around town and do some Instagramming for us. So it's kind of like a Sprocket scavenger hunt that we'll be posting, and there will be prizes. And then there'll be some little STEM activities, STEAM or STEM. We're big into that and have been mm-hmm. for a number of years. And the Maker Faire gives us an opportunity to really highlight all the fabulous making engagements and interactive opportunities we provide.
And it's free.
Of course it's free.
Which is the operative word in our community and in most others. Family-friendly, jam-packed with cool creative projects. The BatonRouge.MakerFaire.com mm-hmm. site is where you go to find out more information. And Mary, congrats on your continuing success. And let's keep talking. And one of the great entities in our state is the Baton Rouge Library System. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan provide signature support for Talk Louisiana. For Matt Doyle, I'm Jim Inkster. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and stay tuned.